It's 12:15. You're listening to Radio KFFA.
Pass the biscuits, cause it's King Biscuit time on KFFA Radio. Ladies and gentlemen, Robert Jr. Lockwood and the King Biscuit Entertainers.
Good evening, everybody. Tell me, how do you do? Good evening, everybody. Tell me, how do you do? We're the King Biscuit Boys, and we have come out to welcome you. Every morning for my breakfast, put King Biscuit on my face. Every morning for my breakfast, we can't miss it on my table. I'm inviting all my friends and all my next door neighbors.
And a very pleasant good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to program number 15,571 of the original King Biscuit Time program, sponsored by Crowley's Ridge Technical Institute of Forest City, Arkansas, also brought to you by Economy Drugs, right here in downtown Helena, King Biscuit Time Souvenirs, Phillips Community College of the University of Arkansas, and by the Helena West Helena Tourism and Promotion Commission. Hi, everyone. Sunshine Sunny Payne broadcasting live from the Delta Cultural Center in historic downtown Helena. A lot of guests today. David Capes. I'm always thinking of his late father. And John Papa John, all the way from Baltimore. And the Ravens lost, I think. I'm not sure. And also a good friend of ours, all the way from Laramie, Wyoming. He didn't bring his horse, but he's here. And we're talking about blind dog smoking, also known as Carl Yastrzemski. I had to throw that in there. I couldn't resist it. We open our show today. We'll be talking to our guests shortly. But first of all, Sonny Boy opens it with his version of Eyesight to the Blind. How about that, Sonny Boy? Let me hear it.
Your woman, I wish to God, man, that you could see mine. You talking about your woman, I wish to God that you could see mine. Every time the little girl starts to love me, she bring eyesight to the blind. Thought her daddy must have been a millionaire, cause I can tell by the way she walks. Her daddy must have been a millionaire, cause I can tell by the way she walks. Every time she started loving, the deep and dumb began to talk. Remember one Friday morning we were lying down across the bed. Man in the next room was dying, stopped down and held up his head and said, Lord, ain't she pretty? And the whole state knows she's fine. Every time she started to love him, she bring eyesight to the blind. All right, all right, now. Yes, I declare she pretty, and the whole state knows she fine. Man, I declare she pretty, God know that it clear she'd find. Every time she started loving, she'd bring eyesight to the blind. We got to get out of here now. Let's go, let's go, let's go now.
Sonny Boy Williamson opening it with Eyesight to the Blind. Here he is right back with an old-timer called the West Memphis Blues. Sonny Boy Williamson opening our program today with a couple of fine songs. And we got to make a little bread here. Then we'll be talking to some of our guests. Okay? Okay. How about it? Rose?
At Crowley's Ridge Technical Institute, they teach major appliance service.
The overall program covers the major appliance repair service area. We emphasize the electrical trade aspects of it. That's basic electricity. It deals with some aspects of house wiring, but primarily we cover the electrical skills needed to service and repair all major household appliances, both gas and electric, heating, cooling, and cooking appliances, in addition to refrigeration and air conditioning.
Call Crowley's Ridge Technical Institute at 633-5411.
Thanks, Rose. Only an hour's ride to Forest City, Arkansas. Check it out. See Mr. Burrell Lieblong or Jimmy Davis, and, of course, they'll do the rest. Okay? Okay-do. No charge. Check it out. You'll love it up there. Before we introduce our next musician, I want to introduce another musician. So he's not going to play today, but he's sitting in. This young man came to us a whole lot of years ago. What am I saying? Anyway, he's formerly of Laramie, Wyoming. now makes his home out of San Diego, California. Did the Chargers win?
Actually, they won big time yesterday.
They did?
Yes.
Who'd they play?
They played...
You don't know because you
I do know they played the Patriots.
They won. They beat them.
30-10, yeah.
Sure did. Anyway, this young man's name, in case he forgets it, I'll get part of it right anyway. Carl Gustafson.
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
Yeah, Chase? Gustafson, yeah, that's right.
And, Carl, you had one of the finest groups I've ever heard, and you still do.
Well, thank you.
Blind Dog Smoking. And I used to tease you about that. Where in the heck did you get the name Blind Dog Smoking? You told me once, but I'd like our listeners to hear that.
You know, when our band first formed, the movie came out, Crossroads, and they had that old Blind Dog Fulton in there, if you remember that. And I said, you know what? I like that name, Blind Dog. Let's take that. And everybody said about our band, they said, you guys are smoking. So we said, let's take old Blind Dog and put smoking on it and make the name. So that's how we did it.
Chucky Mullins, your drummer.
Yeah.
I admire that guy. He is something else.
Chicago Chuck. Yeah, he's still with me. He started with me when he was 21. And today, what's today? Is this the 13th?
All day if it don't rain.
Tomorrow's his birthday. He turns 38. That's how long he's been with my band, from 21 to 38.
That's a long time.
Yeah, Chicago Chuck.
And you come down to RFS.
You know, you've called me Carl Yastrzemski for so many years that after we played last year, people were coming up to me calling me Carl Yastrzemski. I guess that's my name. I just go by Yaz or something.
Well, he's retired from the Boston Red Sox, so I didn't know what else to call you. I did, but I couldn't pronounce his last name. So I just make up names like that. And somebody else in your band, I called something. I forgot what it was.
Yeah, man. You called Chicago Chuck Connors.
Chuck Connors.
And then you had Andy Bean.
Andy Bean.
And then Jason Robards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you can't remember someone's name, just throw caution to the wind. Make up your own.
Yeah, we were all movie stars for you.
We had a lot of fun.
You know, we first came on your program, it was about the 12,000th program, and now I'd heard you say 15,570.
Something, I don't know.
So that tells you how many years ago it was. I think it was 95, something like that.
It's been every bit of that.
Yeah. So it's been a long time. Can I tell you about something fun we're doing? Bobby Rush and I spent all yesterday working on our summer tour. We're going to do a summer tour together, the history of roots music. And we're going to start off with just Bobby sitting on a chair playing some Lead Belly stuff with his guitar. And then he's going to move. We're going to start moving the music on up into the electric blues and on up into Motown, clear on up into rap, and back into Lead Belly with just him on the stage. And in the meantime, we're going to put all our bands together, get some side men too. We're going to have a horn section, women singers, women dancers, all kind of a choir. We're going to throw in gospel, everything. And in like a half hour, we're going to have one song, seamless, that goes all the way from Lead Belly to rap and back to Lead Belly, includes all of American roots music, and we're going to have like sometimes 15 musicians on stage playing horns and everything else. Gospel, saints go marching in, the whole works, and we're going to go on tour with that this summer. Now, doesn't that sound like fun?
It does.
Yeah.
You couldn't have gotten together with a more prominent and one heck of a musician.
The problem is going to be babysitting those 20 musicians on the bus.
Well, you know how it is. Some of them don't even know how to tune up yet. They haven't got their diapers wet.
Anyway, we just made that deal yesterday. We're going to do it in August. Starting in August, we're going to travel around the country doing our American Roots music tour.
I think the world of Bobby Rush, and when you're teaming up with him, you got it made.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And likewise, when he teams up with you.
Well, thank you.
You two,
Sonny,
will go together.
Well,
real nice.
You know, Bobby Rush is a big fan of yours. He said the only reason he doesn't come here is because one time he brought his girls in here and you spent the time chasing them around the room. And
I did not. I tried. I didn't have much luck. Carl, it's really great to have you aboard.
Oh, it's wonderful to
appreciate
be here.
Appreciate it very much.
Yeah. Yeah, the highlight of my whole career was being on your 15,000th show with Robert Jr. And now he died just a little bit after that, and I was on the show with him. He and I together, and that was the highlight of my career, being on that show, I want you to know.
I'm glad. Thank you. I appreciate that. Before we get into our musician guest, I need to make some more money. You know, we're out of time. The Helena West Helena Tourism and Promotion Commission hopes that you'll consider Helena West Helena when you plan your next vacation, or for that matter, a fun-filled weekend. Doesn't make any difference. We'd like to have you to stay at one of our wonderful bed and breakfast inns, visit the Phillips County Museum, the Delta Cultural Center, where we do our program Monday through Friday. Or, if you like, you can take a little walk through the lovely Carriage Square Gardens. And if you like to see Old Man River, do that too. All you have to do is visit the Confederate Cemetery high above that hill out there. You can see it its entirety right there. And be sure to attend one of our area churches. We have some beautiful churches here. Yeah. And as we like to say, y'all, that sounds better. Come back and see us. We'd like to see you. Okay. Now, all the way from Baltimore, even the Ravens lost, but that's all right. John Papa John comes down every year with us, and I want to ask you a couple of things. First, are you on your way back to Iraq?
Yes, sir. I fly on November 1st.
You what?
I'm going over there November 1st.
November 1st.
Mm-hmm.
You taking Nancy with you?
No, I wish.
Not you, his girlfriend named Nancy. That's my boss's wife. What do you do in Iraq when you go over there? I know you've been working for this one company a long time.
Yeah, I do stuff with radios and computers, and I've been doing that 22 years.
You brought me a couple of CDs with you,
yep.
One with you and Nancy on there.
Yep.
And give her my best.
I will do that.
Thank what you. Are you going to do for us today?
I was thinking of playing, you got me talking about, well, poor Terry. Terry Bucklew was by here recently, and he had this cold. He sounded like that. And you mentioned, Carl, that he sounded like Howlin' Wolf. So I think I'll play a Howlin' Wolf song. It's actually, it was old when Howlin' Wolf recorded it in the 50s, but it's still good. I'm going to adjust the mic here. I don't know how this is going to balance.
One summer day, she went away, gone and left me, she gonna stay, yeah she's gone, but I don't worry, cause I'm sitting on top of the world, work hard all summer. Work hard all fall. Has been Christmas in my overall. When she's gone, I don't worry, cause I'm sitting on top of the world. Thank you. leave this place now. Life here too hard. But she's gone. But I don't worry, 'cause I'm sitting on top of the world.
How about that, John? Papa John. You got the thing down pat now.
Thank you. One's all it takes. Yeah.
You know that.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You got that down pretty pat.
That's
appreciate that.
Oh, me too.
John Papa John, we'll be right back. But first of all, what? Oh, yeah. Rose, how about it?
Phillips Community College offers programs to help you qualify for a medical career in hospitals, doctor's offices, or other health care facilities. Their Medical Office Technology degree or Medical Coding Certificate focuses on office technology skills with emphasis on medical terminology, patient scheduling, billing, medical transcription, and coding. For more information, call Carolyn Harper at 338-6474, extension 1128. Make your first choice, Phillips Community College.
Oh, thanks, Rose, right here in our own backyard. Check it out. No charge for that. And Phillips Community College right here in our own backyard. How would you like to have a little piece of King biscuit? Well, if I'm going to have a biscuit, I want the whole biscuit or nothing. But we're talking about King Biscuit Time souvenirs, not the eating kind. I'll tell you what we have on hand. We do have the T-shirts, the polo shirts, sweatshirts, and caps. We even have shot glasses and mugs. Boy, they come in handy in a hot summer or the winter, either one. And we have shot glasses and mugs, beautifully decorated collectible plates for you ladies, in case you'd like to have one. You got the money, we got the plates. Yes, sir. And all 19 of the original King Biscuit Blues Festival posters. You don't have to get the entire set, but you can save money when you do. All you have to do is visit the main studios of KFFA Radio out on Stringtown Road any Monday through Friday and pick them up. Pick them up at 8:30 in the morning till 11:30 and in the afternoon from 1:30 p.m. until 5. If you'd like to, you can visit with us where we do our program at the Delta Cultural Center, 141 Cherry, and their gift shop and museum are open Tuesday through Saturday from 9 to 5. That way you got the best of both worlds. Pick up either one of them. Okay? Okie doke. And right now we're going to hear from Charlie Wood out of Memphis, Tennessee. We had a request for them for Earlene Hankins, I guess it is. Out of Leland, Mississippi. She wanted to hear Charlie do his version of You Can't Teach That Stuff. Well, whatever you say, Charlie, we'll go along with it.
When I was just a kid, I used to go downtown, hit this little blues joint that was down underground. You bought a $3 setup, you didn't need no ID. But that piano player down there, well, now he put the blues on me. He was tearing it up, he was having big fun. He was a 79 going on 21. He was out of sight, and I was out of my mind. He made a present of the past, and we all left the future behind. They don't move you like that anymore. They don't groove you like that anymore. You got to get it from the blues, 'cause they can't teach that stuff. We'll be right back.
Albert King. He said, we're going to Chicago, we're going to leave tomorrow night. I said, well, when is the rehearsal? He said, man, you're going to be all right. He played in every time, he played in every key, in every single tune, he gave a solo to me. I had to come on burning. He was on the job though. I had to really listen up, because you can't teach that stuff. They don't groove you like that anymore. They don't groove you like that anymore. You got to get it from the blues. They can't teach that stuff.
There it goes, Charlie Wood, his version of a thing called Can't Teach That Stuff. I don't know what he couldn't teach, but evidently he couldn't. So that'll take care of that. We'll wind it up with Mary Martin. Not the Mary Martin. Mary Martin, out of Cleveland, Ohio. And guess what? She's always banging her head. Before we get into that, I want to thank my good friend Carl. And, of course, for coming by.
Sonny, if people want to tune into that Bobby Rush and Blind Dog tour, go to blinddogbluesfestivals.com. You can go there.
Bluesfestival.
Yeah, we'll put the schedule up on there and where we're going to be and all the bios and the whole thing. Blinddogbluesfestivals.com.
Okay. Where do you want me to send a bill for that commercial?
I actually, didn't you see that 20 over there on the?
Oh yeah, the one I picked out of the wastebasket. I thought it was counterfeit. Yeah, Carl, thank you so much. It's always a pleasure.
It is always a pleasure. Oh, and my wife Linda says hi.
Oh yeah, you don't ever bring her with you anymore.
Well, you were flirting with her too much on the program.
No, never. Anyway, I'd like to thank my good friend John Papa John. Hey, man.
Hey,
good luck,
Sonny,
to you over there.
Thank you very much.
And don't get into trouble.
I'll try.
Stay put.
Will do. And my duet partner, she's not my girlfriend, and her boyfriend will come beat me up if she thinks that.
Oh, well, that's all. I'm glad you told me
that's
that.
That's okay. My girlfriend is Noella out in Santa Fe, but my duet partner, Nancy O'Donnell, lives in Annapolis, and we are called Blue Blazes, blueblazes.net. Take my fee out of that $20 bill that you picked up there. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that. Thanks so much, John.
Thank you, son.
Right now we're going to hear from Mary Martin and her version of a thing called Always Banging My Head. Mary?
I'm always banging my head on something or other. It's like a magnet, it pulls me into collide. Why does this always happen? Could be a message there, but I wonder how long I could look for one. Yes, I could. Always on used cars, never had me a new one. I'm always putting parts into somebody else's junk. I miss that new car showroom smell. Be a message there, but I wonder how long I could look. These crowns never have been south. Could be a message there, but I wonder how long I could look for one. If I could, a mighty long. Sitting side by silence.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it, honey. Mary Martin always banging my head up against the wall. With that, we got to bang our way out of here because we're out of time. Thanks so much to our guest today on our show. We'll see you back here tomorrow afternoon at 12:15. Clyde, how about it? And until our next show, this is Sunshine Sunny Payne inviting you to tune in to King Biscuit Time each Monday through Friday for your favorite blues song.